This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast for the latest Indiana farm news, Indiana weather, and a check on the markets. I'm Ian DeEubank, joined today by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller with the news, including an Indiana bill to protect Hoosier homesteads from eminent domain and revisiting the shocking aspects of Friday's USDA update. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Also today, Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin calls for more cloud cover with possible snow flurries. And corn, soybean, and wheat futures all higher yesterday as the market saw follow-through from the Friday rally. We'll have the settlements and John's anchor analysis on the Hat Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Trying to put protections in place for Hoosier Homestead Farms and USDA shocking the market. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. There are a lot of farms that have been in the same family for generations. CJ Miller reports on a bill that would further protect those families from having their farms stripped away from them through eminent domain.
Leave me alone. We've been farming for 150 years. I want to continue to farm. My kids want to continue to farm.
And that's State Representative Rob Green talking about the feedback that he's received from farmers and the reason he wrote House Bill 1265.
So 1265 deals with the Hoosier Homestead Farm Program. So it was a program that was developed to honor the families that had continuous operation and ownership of a farm for 100, 150, and 200 years.
Green says that one of those farms was threatened to be seized by local officials through eminent domain.
A couple years ago, a constituent reached out who had a centennial farm that had a potential eminent domain issue. Now, they were, in one of the truest senses, a farm that had kept the family together for all those generations, had built it up over time. So there was development pushing in, and there was an issue of eminent domain that came up. And the family was frankly shocked that there was zero consideration given to the profile of a farm like theirs, that it wasn't even a question.
Green says his bill offers additional protections for Indiana's farms with those Hoosier Homestead designations.
It gives these farms an opportunity to remonstrate against eminent domain should a local government, a local body, a utility come in for a fee simple taking of properties. And it really just gives them an opportunity to push back against that. These families have beaten the odds and really should, in my opinion, deserve the opportunity to continue to keep the farm together and carry on their legacy to future generations.
In fact, Representative Green says he wants to hear from you if you've been in this situation. We have his contact information for you at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Farmers, the Fort Wayne Farm Show celebrates 36 great years at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, January 14th to the 16th. Plan to attend this huge three-day event featuring the area's largest variety of farm equipment and technology. You could win the grand prize, a Toro MyRide zero-turn lawnmower, courtesy of Plevna Implement. Admission is free.
The Fort Wayne Farm Show is now through Thursday at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne. Open Wednesday night until 8. Admission is free.
USDA shocked the market Friday, cutting corn and soybean yields in their final crop production estimates for the 2024 harvest. Brian Basting, commodity research analyst and economist with Advanced Trading, says USDA slashed corn yield estimates by 3.8 bushels per acre to 179.3.
And they took a bushel off the soybean yield. I believe they cut the Indiana yield by 11 bushels, the corn yield, from what it was there in November. And some of the other states were down quite a bit. Just a shocker from the supply standpoint.
Now, Basting says he doesn't want to paint the picture that we're running out of corn. It's just a much different picture than what it was several months ago. For Indiana, USDA says 999.9 million bushels were harvested in 24,
compared to 1.078 billion in 2023. Corn yields also dropped in 2024 to 198 bushels per acre compared to 203 in 2023. We did see higher total numbers for soybeans in 24. 341.02 million bushels were harvested compared to 334.28 million in 23. Average yield was 59 bushels per acre compared to 61 bushels in 2023. As of Monday's close, March corn has rallied over 20 cents since Friday's report. March soybeans nearly 50 cents higher. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit MidAmerica is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
Attention farmers, a big part of the Keystone Cooperative Advantage is reinvesting in the business to better serve farmer members. To support this effort, they're partnering with Purple Wave Auction to sell over 150 pieces of quality equipment this January and February, including over 70 sprayers and spreaders with brands ranging from Case to John Deere and Rogator. And there's so much more selling in these auctions. Get registered today at purplewave.com.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. A little bit more cloud cover around for your Tuesday here. And it's going to come with a little bit of a light snow and flurry action as well. Basically flurries. I shouldn't say light snow. Just some flakes in the air through the day. Is it a problem? No. Will it cause problems for travel? I don't think so. It's just a batch of cold air and snow that we deal with here. Typical January Tuesday, I suppose. We get rid of the clouds and get better sunshine potential for tomorrow underneath high pressure. And even Thursday turns out partly to mostly sunny. The coldest part of this air mass will be here today and tomorrow. Temperatures not quite as cold Thursday. We get a full-on moderating surge on Friday. Well above normal temperatures trying to bust in here. I, for one, am happy, but it will also make things sloppy as we do see some significant snowmelt potential there. Temperatures on the way back down overnight Friday night as a system comes up out of the Missouri Valley and mid-Mississippi River Valley, moving through Kentucky, Tennessee, and southern Indiana. I think you have to allow for rain and wet snow showers through central and southern Indiana. Up north, we may see a few flurries, but not a big round of moisture, at least the way it looks right now. This thing is gone by probably Saturday midday to late afternoon, and we're back into the cold air for the Sunday through next week period. As a matter of fact, the Arctic is reloading substantially, and next week's surge of cold air, Sunday through Thursday, is going to be much, much colder than what we're experiencing this week. So get ready for single digits above and below zero for highs, and overnight lows well below zero. As we move forward then, I do see some signs of that cold air easing toward the end of next week, the weekend of the 25th and 26th, and maybe by the time we get to February 1st, we are going to be looking at warmer temperatures here. Moderation seems to want to happen that last full week of January, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed as I'm looking at a pattern that says February should be warmer than normal. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
The rally rolls on. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. Corn, beans, and wheat all higher. Final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis. And late in trade, I checked in with John Zanker for that. John is with Risk Management Commodities. John, the rally rolls on. We see follow-through buying from the Friday USDA reports. Very positive for corn. And both corn and beans had a strong Friday and are following through on that. And wheat has decided to follow as well. So overall, a pretty solid Monday.
Well, very solid and probably shouldn't be a great surprise given how stunning those numbers or some of those numbers were on Friday, Andy. That corn yield reduction of 3.8 ties the largest November to January decrease in history, with the previous one being 2020. And that was due to the August derecho wind event in Iowa and a dry August in September. So a repeat of that, except for the wind. And here we are at 179.3, and that's just a really stunning development versus what we thought we were heading for back in August.
It looks like the corn market has been very solid lately, hitting fresh seven-month highs. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I think I just looked that up this morning, and I'm thinking it was June, the highest since maybe June 20th. So, you know, about the time our weather market started to fade away, and it looked like we were going to have some pretty good weather here this past summer. So, and I just looked this up this morning, too. I think now the March contract's only 40 cents off its high. And this is the March 25 contract from its high, which would have occurred last winter. So we're getting a lot of that back. And it's to be honest, something that we really didn't expect. But between the August and September weather decline and better, if not substantially better, export demand, this market's certainly in better shape than what we were anticipating 2 to 3 months ago.
Speaking of weather, as we look to South America, is there anything shaping up there that might be supportive for the U.S. corn and soybean markets?
Well, I think without the bullish report, Andy, that we've been trending a little lower the last two sessions, they're putting a little bit more water into Argentina, not of the soaking variety, not of the drought-ending variety, but and also for Rio Grande do Sul and Parna as well in Brazil. So Brazil continues to look to be in exceptionally good shape. Argentina does need that soaking rain event, but that crop's very early in its development. Really no yield loss at this point, but the temperatures are hot. So, you know, a week or two down the road, if we haven't shed those hot temperatures, we're going to have to start talking about some yield loss in Argentina.
Also, one other note, on Monday, export inspections came out in the morning, and it was positive for soybeans in the range of expectations, so that's good. But the corn number, way beyond the highest of expectations.
Yeah, and I'm really happy to see that. The last 2 weeks, we started trending back more towards a seasonal level on corn shipments, and boom. I believe today, and I didn't get a chance to look back, but I'm pretty sure that's the seasonal high for shipments. You know, we came in not too far away from 60 million, which is a very good number for this time of the year. This is not a seasonally strong time of the year for corn shipments. Soybeans, you know, and again, within trade range, but this is a good number. We're usually on a hard downslide about this time. So an impressive number there. So there's some good things going on in the demand side of things, too, in addition to what the USDA did for us and what's going on in South America.
John Zanker, Market Analysis. John is with Risk Management Commodities, 866-837-9027. Monday settlements now on the half market review, up 6 cents. March corn, 476.5. May, 486.75, up 7.25. July, 8 cents higher, 490. 28 points up on Jan beans, 1041.5. March, 1053, up 27.75. And May, up 28.5 at 1066.5. 14.25 better, March wheat, 545. Meats mixed, February live cattle, 197.40, down $1.37. And February lean hogs, up 62 cents, 83.17. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.